You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek. Out-of-service STM Metro cars find a new purpose as two Montreal brothers set out to turn the cars into a cultural hub center. According to CTV News, Frederick and Etienne Morin-Bordelot purchased the MR63 cars after they were taken out of active service 2 years ago. The cars will be the centerpieces in the cultural hub, which will feature a cafe and bar, as well as stores, galleries, and event spaces. Other retired trains have been distributed to artists, schools, and museums. More and more Vancouverites are being forced to live out of their cars due to soaring prices and lack of available housing in the city. According to Vancouver City Councillor Pete Fry, this kind of living arrangement poses a number of health and safety risks, some of which are carbon monoxide poisoning, lack of access to hygiene facilities, and violating parking regulations. CTV reports that the city is looking to adopt safe lots, parking lots with specially designed living arrangements like toilets, showers, and outreach services. Saudi women's rights activist says governments are using social media as a tool of oppression. Manal al-Sharif, who spearheaded the campaign for women's right to drive in Saudi Arabia, deleted her Twitter account live at Singularity U Nordic last week. According to The Guardian, Sharif says, quote, "Twitter is now becoming a trap, and it's being used in a very efficient way by those governments, dictatorships, and tyrants to silence us, and not only that, to spread their own propaganda, their own hate speech, misinformation, and disinformation," end quote. There has been growing concern over social media's role in enabling governments to censor and take punitive measures against free speech. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Patronata, you guys up on that yet? Not up on those. Patronata is new as well.
I am up on those.
Oh, Patronata. Oh, yeah. My bad. like we never knew love, giving you this space. All I've got to say stuck spinning in my head. I'm done, I'm not gonna pretend, no. I should have known it'd be this hard to let you go. Be my heart, the little things drive me insane. I'm not gonna run away, no, no. I'm not gonna run away. Makes me smile and I'm not gonna hide it. Learn to love what's left, cause I'm too tired to fight it. So ready to move on, but not to forget you, babe. You meant something to me more than something. I should have known it'd be this hard to let you go. Be my heart, the little things drive me insane. I'm not gonna run away, no, no. I'm not gonna run away.
I want to show you. It involves your body and your soul too. I've got this dance I want to show you. It involves your body and your soul too. Well, I was wondering if you could follow me as I want to. Step into my light, then I'll show you what I do to be free. I was walking one day smiling, focused on the silver lining. They said he looked at me all funny, wondered how life could be sunny. I said, mama, don't you care for the people watching stare? You just lift your head up high and thank the stars in the sky for your existence. It's as simple as that. I know you can do the same,
welcome to CMZO. We're on CJLO 1690. This is your host, Aaliyah Guerra, and we're in the studio with the Frank Evans. If you don't know Frank Evans, you're missing out on life right now, guys. Thank you. Thanks for coming to the studio today. Can you tell the people a little bit about you? Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Frank. I'm an exchange student at Concordia, spending a year studying here. I used to do radio back in England.
Nice.
At my Leeds University, where I go to, and their student radio. So I thought, why not, continue the radio, keep it going, live it up a bit.
Nice. Sick. And can you tell me a little bit about the style of music that you used to play on your station?
Like, it was kind of a bit of a mix of everything.
Right. Like, it tends to happen like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I wasn't really defined by any specific genre for the show,
right?
And I feel like when you do that, you can just sort of go with basically anything.
Definitely.
As long as it fits within,
yeah, just making it work basically.
Yeah, exactly. And
sweet.
I think that's good, because you want to have that kind of
the
expansive and freedom.
Definitely.
That you can have on the radio.
Sweet. So we have a really great playlist today, and we're going to chat a little bit about some of the artists. I'm going to ask you your top three albums of all time,
and we're going to
check some things out. So for now, we're going to just play some more music. The first couple of songs that was played, the introduction is by one of Montreal artists, actually, Kay Trinata, super great producer, artist. Then followed by him was Moonchild, Runaway, from their album Voyager. They're going to be in Montreal December 8th at MTELUS. And then after that was, I always trip up on the name here, Callie Technis. Yeah, Body and Soul, and she's also a Montreal artist. So we always like to support our locals. So if you know any Canadian or local talent, any music that's local, send it to our Facebook page at Concordia Music Zone Out, and always be sure to tune in on the radio Mondays at 4 on CJLO 1690. Anyhow, we're going to continue with the program, and we'll be back and chat with you guys soon.
You said I wanna get to know ya. Why you gotta get my hopes up? You said that you were staying over, but then I woke up to the cold air. How could you make me believe that there was something in between you and me? Yeah, I look around and I don't see you. Where were you in the morning, baby? You didn't leave your number for me. Walk away. Talking about breakfast, you made it seem like we connected. I guess I just didn't expect this. How could you make me believe that there was something in between you and me? Yeah. I look around and I don't see you. Where were you in the morning, baby? You didn't leave your number for me. Left me with.
chances, 'cause I love my friends and my opponents. You were still the same as me, only I enhance it. Magic lives in this sacred moment. I am here and I'm still free. See my flame still dancing, my eclipse, and for your enjoyment. Feel this conscious energy and a beast romancing. Life is better when you're open. Live today, if only for one moment. The light of your life is everywhere. Live today, if only for one moment. Imagination, yet the sun to your harmony and brighter places. Oh, I am just a higher tangible dimension, yet some roaming round this walking life with sweet intention. Darkness can't survive within this light of presence. Hold on to the moment like you truly meant it. Oh, take a break from everything with no exception. Just a lie amongst the ambience that is presented. Live today, if only for one.
This one.
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
What's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. It's not 1690. I would not be welcome there.
Blue Skies Turn Black and CJLO present Oakland, California garage band Shannon and the Clamps, live at Bar Laritz on Saturday, November 3rd, featuring support from New York's Dirty Fences and Montreal's Pale Lips. Tickets are $20 in advance or $23 at the door. For tickets and more information, visit blueskiesturnblack.com.
And we're back. So we were just listening to some songs. The song that just played is called The Light. And right before him was Shawn Mendes, Where Were You in the Morning? And I heard that in the salon, and I was so surprised it was Shawn Mendes. I was just surprised because I didn't realize that his voice was so soulful, because I'd heard him in more poppy kind of
No, definitely. Tracks. I think it's really interesting when you get an artist who does something a bit different. Mm-hmm. And like, even if it's not a sort of change constantly, just like for a few tracks, they might mix it up a bit.
Just, you know, like to dabble in a couple other type of genres and see what you can make.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, let's talk about Jordan Rakai and that song, The Light, the song that just was on. I kind of freaked out when you said you knew him, because I don't often find a lot of people that know about Jordan Rakai here, but just because he's so, you know, out there in the UK and just in Europe in general.
Exactly.
So you mentioned something about his last album.
His last album, like, I gave quite a lot of listen to and played quite a bit last year when it came out, and he just knows what's up. It's this weird kind of, he's got that strong jazz influence, but also just breaks it down sometimes. Like the most recent album, there was a lot of like switch ups,
right,
where like he'd be going one way, then you're like, oh, and then sometimes you're like, this is a good thing, and sometimes you just wanted a bit more of what came before.
And you know, I think that's a good way to sum it up, because honestly, like, I didn't get to fully like give a full listen to it. It's kind of like, oh, this person put out a new album, and I was kind of in a rush, but just kind of skimming through it, it's kind of like you would have had to start from the beginning, that 00, and really listen to the full thing, see the progression, see how all these weird things actually managed to resolve nicely, just to really understand the beauty of where he's going with it. So yeah, definitely. But his style is definitely very unique, and you know when it's Jordan, like, you know if he's on
exactly
the radio.
His voice just sort of comes in with for that, sure, like, so light soulful groove underneath.
Definitely
saying
definitely
that he's also he releases stuff under a different name, which is like more dance heavy.
Whoa. Yeah. This is news to me. Hold on. What do you know what the
the name is? He releases it under Dan Kai.
Okay,
like Dan Kye.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, it's a lot more like kind of dance stuff.
Wow.
So he really mixes it up, but it's
I'm about to do some light stocking today.
It's not quite as good as like his earlier stuff, but it's definitely worth a listen.
No, I want to definitely check it out. Like, because a lot of artists have done that. Even Prince had like a little, you know.
Yeah, just mix it up a bit. That's so cool though.
Definitely. Like, sweet. So we're just going to go on with a little bit more Canadian stuff. The next song's actually my song. How'd that get in there?
Surprise.
This song is Trouble, one of the songs I wrote from my EP that came out in May. It's called Sounds of a Seed, and this song's called Trouble. And it features a good friend of mine, Jason Shea, who's a rapper. He has his own projects out and stuff like that. You can check out his EP. I did a few songs with him there, so it's kind of a throwback right now. One heck of an intro, but anyway, this is Trouble. So here we go.
Take my hand. Seem to change anything no more, 'cause I'm out of breath, but the trouble keep coming like war. Look at how they try to change on me, but I made enough change to go and put a chain on me. Some people couldn't cut it like Kwame. They don't wanna see the drive they valet. I've been on a mission ever since I had a vision. Before I ever spoke French, I was still trying to parlay. The goal was light it up like a strobe light. I've been paying bills, I don't pay the pros no mind. The clock stopped ticking, I've been working on my own time. Watch the work dial up, and I ain't talking phone lines. I got a new dichotomy. I go high when the lows wanna bother me. I kick back a run game, no soccer team. That's a couple words to live by, young soccer team.
I don't wanna stop, I don't wanna leave. Oh, God. When you look at me, do you see a work of art in the making? A sketch of what I'll be. I wonder what you see in me. Like, what do you think when my life is not a melody in the morning and I feel at peace? Yeah. Do you still believe in me like a symphony?
Masterpiece. You probably feel like a catastrophe. You in the mirror every day saying, ugh, like masterpiece. Ain't it really how it had to be? Now hold up, listen, yo. You acting totally different. You got a whole new position. You are the running Bobby Ricky, whole new addition. You think I'm totally kidding, but hold up a minute. Don't compare yourself with none of them. You want a one and ain't no synonym. A master artist, take a mess and make a masterpiece. And look at you, you've been a gem. You're shining.
God, take my heart forever, it's yours.
Make me
no matter if the
just listen to this next part of the song. We're going to talk about it. They talk about some realness, so just let the words sink in.
People think a jazz musician, they pigeonhole us as like
just jazz musician.
How much of that do you think is like musicians' fault? Like, cats started playing for other musicians and trying to be this one thing, just trying to be Charlie Parker, or just trying to, you know what I mean?
Right.
People are just so brainwashed and they don't know. I don't think people know what's good and what's not good anymore.
Anything popular, even if it's whack, is like what sets the pace for music nowadays. It's like, oh, this is hot. 90% of the stuff I hear on the radio is whack. 90% of the musicians you hear playing is whack. You know, because there's no bar anymore. You know, it used to be, like, the bar was so high, and people have greater appreciation for music.
It's up to the bigwigs, I guess, because they're the ones that do the programming. Because people don't really think anymore, not much. If you have music like that, it makes people.
You know, people just follow the other person, so it's not really like a lot of leaders, more like a lot of followers.
The best thing you can do for people, I think, is just be honest, man. Yo, we gotta do something, man.
Yeah, that was deep, huh?
Yeah, heavy.
Yeah, so I just kind of wanted to just open this light discussion over the instrumentals of J Dilla, because I love J Dilla. But yeah, just it really hits home for me when they say, like, it's almost like there's no bar anymore. Like, because before, it's like there was almost this level you had to be. Like, you look up to people and you're like, damn, like, I got to work really hard and practice just to get to that. But it's like, I feel like music, it's almost a good thing and a bad thing. It's like it became really easy for people to just put music out there. That it's like you don't really have to go through that process of making sure it's really good and making sure you're on your A game or really mastering your craft before putting out like a body of work. Now, it's not always necessary, but it's kind of like, as listeners, we do appreciate music that has taken like time and time's been put into it to have something be put out. So I don't know, just what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, like, I think it's definitely about that kind of an ease of discovery for everyone is obviously can be a great thing, because it means that you can find music. Like, you find something that has like 20 listens on SoundCloud.
Right, exactly.
Like, and it's amazing music made by someone who's just like recording in their bedroom.
Right, exactly, yeah.
But then anyone can do that to a
brand. You go.
And so, of course, there will be some gold, but there's also just going to be a fair amount of filling.
Right, like, and it's just the oversaturation, right? So it's like, I mean, I used to love SoundCloud because I liked finding like local stuff just because I felt like they were a little underrated. But it's like it kind of became to the point where like I'd put on like my SoundCloud in the morning, shuffle it. Usually it was like usually a selection radio I would click. But, you know, that's my go-to now. But it's just like before I kind of shuffle whatever. And it was like kind of like I found myself skipping a lot because I'm like, wow, is this even mixed? Is this even mastered? Like what is going on right
it
now?
It doesn't need to be. To
you
be
know,
on.
But it's like it was like just good music. But then after a while, it kind of became like I'm skipping like every song because I'm just like, what is this? Like, is this even like music? Like, is someone just trying out a keyboard for the first time? Like,
because it's like because it's accessible to all, which is great.
Right.
But also, it means it's accessible to anyone who has like a microphone.
Exactly.
And you've got that on your phone now, and you can just
and
record
it's like,
something.
You know, it's totally fine for it to be accessible to all people. I mean, music is a gift to know everybody, really. But it's just kind of like, you know, at the same time, I would hope that people put passion into their craft before claiming to be a rapper or claiming to be such a search, because it kind of like brings down the standard for the rest of the people in that craft who have really worked really hard to be able to claim that title, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then I think outside of that, you've also got this thing that once it's there, who gets found becomes a whole different kind of kettle of fish.
Definitely.
It's so, because there's now so much choice that even like people sort of who they pick up, for example, like who a company decides to pick up, it's like, well, that has such stead and such power within it.
And you know what, it's almost like we're having a really quick revolution or evolution in terms of music, because it's like before we didn't really need, well, before we needed the labels, just because to get your fan base or, you know, that audience, you had to go through a label that already had established an audience. But it's like now, like the artist kind of has that power based on your followers. You bring the, you know, the masses to the labels. But at the same time, now it's like music's becoming so oversaturated on like Spotify and SoundCloud and all that stuff that it's kind of like the labels are almost getting control again, because it's like, oh, we have enough money to buy campaigns for, you know, ads like 50,000 times a month, you know, on this and that platform. So it's kind of like, damn, like the independent artists kind of end up at the bottom of the tier now again. So.
Yeah, especially with something, like Spotify, where it is like who's got the most money to some extent can get the promotion, which has always been the case, of course, like in any industry.
Definitely.
Like, if you've got the money, you've got like...
But it's like, yo, the independent artist almost had a chance to kind of like, you know, get them on the money. But it's like now it's kind of like, you know, whoever has it has it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we kind of went a little over. I had to redouble back the track, but it's okay. It's all good. Good conversations.
Easy.
Go like that.
Keep the chat. You know.
But on that note, we're just going to, you know, go into a little internet, and then we're gonna come back after a couple songs, and I'm going to ask you about your top three. So
very exciting.
I hope you got it ready, and I hope you guys are enjoying the program so far. We're going to take a break before we do that, though. So, yeah, we'll play a couple songs, take a break, and then top three.
Yeah, sweet. Enjoy.
All right, sweet. So the next song we're going to play is by The Internet, Don't Ya, one of my favorite tracks, also coming to Montreal on December 8th with Moonchild. So get your tickets if you haven't. It's going to be at
MTELUS. Have you got a ticket?
Oh, yeah. You same. Best believe I got my ticket as soon as they finished with the Gorillaz. Yeah. I was like, Moonchild's coming? Yeah. I cannot miss this. No. It's a steal as far as I'm concerned.
Oh,
like,
yeah, totally. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Anyway, this is from their, I think their second album, Feel Good. I think it's correct me if I'm wrong. Second.
Wait, which track?
By The Internet. Feel Good.
Oh yeah,
album.
Yeah.
I think so. Purple Naked Lady. Yeah.
Then.
No, the other ones were singles. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Purple Naked Lady. This is definitely the second.
We got there in the end.
I just got a little tripped up. Yeah. Don't you? So. Oh wow! Look at that. There
so
you go.
Smooth.
Don't you want me, 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 don't you want me Yeah, that's CJLO. We respect the music our DJs choose to play.
Are they playing f***ing Coldplay?
How long will they wait?
CJLO!
Australian singer-songwriter Tash Sultana. Rolling Stone calls her a loop pedal maestro. See Tash Sultana in concert, an incredible electrifying live show. Plus Belle Lavelle, November 14th. Get tickets now at eventco.ca. The brand new album Flow State is available August 31st. There's more at tashsultana.com.
Stay tuned to CJLO's 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, for Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, Gospel Unlimited.
Just a little boy underneath that hat. You need the nerve to hide your ego. Don't come with that. You think everything is handed to you free, but it's not that easy. No, I gotta know you now.
So I just dedicated that song, Know You Now, by Amy Winehouse off her Frank album, To Frank, because you're welcome. Just because, you know, one of my favorite UK artists, and also it's Frank, you know, Frank.
Just makes sense.
In case you didn't notice. Yeah. Like,
it all adds up. It's amazing.
Basically. So yeah, the moment we've been waiting for. So what are your top three albums, starting with your third, like, top?
My third top is probably Elephant by the White Stripes.
Okay.
because I listened to it with my family in the car on like every single long
journey. Then that's
journey
definitely, yeah,
up.
Definitely
like,
has to be.
There's
one.
Ones which just like stay with
in your
you.
Brain for life now.
Yeah, then it's Trouble by Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs.
One hell of a name.
It's such a good name. His actual name is Tobias Orlando Higginbottom Jr.
Wow, like, that is also one heck of a name.
I was
name.
Like, how can you have two? Why didn't you just stick with
seriously,
like the first wild name?
I know,
name?
It's usually a shorter alternative. He's like, nah, yeah, it's even longer
yeah.
now.
He just doesn't care. And then, yeah, number one, perhaps because it's recent, also because it's a sick album, mm-hmm. Is, yeah, Negro Swan by Blood Orange.
Yeah. That's awesome because like I was mentioning to you, I didn't actually notice that Steve Lacy is on there, and I'm a big fan of the internet, so it's like finding the little, you know.
It all comes together.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know.
Sweet. So we're actually going to play a track from this Blood Orange album. It's a track called Vulture Baby, which I was really digging because it's super mellow, you're going to see.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is going to be the last two songs for the
so
show.
Sad.
So I just want to thank you for being on the show today. It's been an awesome, you know,
yeah,
show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure, definitely. I hope to have you back on again soon.
Definitely.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys. This is CJLO 1690, and this is Concordia Music Zone Out. So we're going to play Vulture Baby, and then we're going to close, and I guess we'll check back with you guys next week. So here we go.
Get loose if you're up against the wall with some use. Shaka, shaka, shaka. Come on, get into it, do you do?